As drought conditions persist in Agassiz, Harrison and beyond, Kent officials urge the public to conserve water where possible. During the April 8 meeting of the District of Kent Council, Mayor Sylvia Pronger reported on the drought situation following a recent call with provincial ministers Bruce Ralston, Anne Kong and Bowen Ma. "There is grave concern in most areas in regard to low snowpack and low rainfall," she said. "This will impact the upcoming fire season. Even though we have had sufficient water in the past in our water system, I would urge each of us to consider conservation in our area as well." Related, Agassiz Harrison officials encourage water conservation. Pronger said municipalities will continue to be part of monthly updates with provincial officials. She said the current freshet forecast is very low as of April 8 and a more detailed report will be available closer to the standard melting time. Last year marked the first time in recent memory that the district issued any official water advisories or restrictions. Last August, the district asked residents on the Mount Woodside water system west of Agassiz to take measures to conserve water as 75% of residents exceeded their monthly capacity. In the village of Harrison Hot Springs, water restrictions are a fairly regular expectation in the summer, limiting non-essential use such as watering lawns and washing vehicles. District-wide water restrictions are more complicated than Harrison's as there are three water systems involved: Agassiz Townsite, Mount Woodside and Rockwell Bay Estates, and each are designed to handle the demands of their particular area. Related, Mount Woodside residents advised to conserve water. In other council business, council unanimously approved a request from the Fraser Valley Regional District to consent to a sub-regional transit service area bylaw amendment. Needs more clarity. Pronger declared May 17 as the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia in the District of Kent. This year's theme is, No One Left Behind, Equality, Freedom and Justice for All. May 17 marks the 34th anniversary of the World Health Organization declassifying homosexuality as a mental disorder. Several representatives from the District of Kent attended the Dairy Herd Improvement Association banquet. About 175 people attended as the best of the best in local dairy was recognized. Officials highlighted one dairy cow who produced 132,000 liters of milk over her lifetime. Asterisk. The next regular District of Kent Council meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 22, at 7 p.m. at Municipal Hall, 7170 Cheam Avenue. Online attendance is also available via Microsoft Teams. Those interested can register through kentbc.ca.